Current state on WKAR, just in time for Halloween, the Audio Air Force troupe comes to Robin Theater in Riotown, ready for their next and final production of 2016. It's a double bill of radio theater, including the campy horror of something called The Chicken Heart, plus a more traditional retelling of Bram Stoker's classic vampire story, Dracula. Current state's Jamie Paisley recently sat in on the first rehearsal and spoke with the troupe's founder, Dave Downing, as for what radio theater is.
I guess being that we're talking on WKAR, if you're not listening and supporting the Prairie Home Companion, especially now, you should be ashamed of yourself. So that's essentially what we're doing. It's called radio theater, or I guess the more modern term for it now is audio theater, and it encompasses a lot of things, like Prairie Home Companion, and there are a lot of organizations around the country that do essentially what we're trying to do here, which is do a live audio theater production on stage. And then we'll eventually, we'll record them, and then we'll eventually have them online. So we have actors that perform their lines on stage, and then on one side of the stage we'll have a person that will be doing the music portion live, and then we have somebody not as gifted vocally as they have on Prairie Home Companion. We use objects to make the sound. So there'll be a sound effects crew on the other side of the stage.
Now, this is an extension of what you did formerly you worked at LCC's radio station, WLNZ. When you departed LNZ, how long until you said, this is an itch that I need to be audio scratched?
Well, it actually goes back to maybe the early 80s when I started teaching audio theater in the media department. One of the instructors in the theater department had a class called Reader's Theater, which is where the actors sit around a table and read their lines, and they work on their emoting of their character without the use of, you know, their actions. So they can work on their lines and their voice and their inflection. So the instructor of Reader's Theater and I got together and hatched up an idea of doing audio theater. So I got some media students, and we set up a sound studio and brought the Reader's Theater students in, and then we had what we're essentially doing here, and we recorded it. So it was kind of a nice thing between two different departments of the college. So we did that for a lot of years, and then one year we decided that we would try to do that for the Silver Bells in the City, just do a radio drama Christmas play. And so we came up with some old scripts and did it. And they've been doing it. Last year was the 10th year that they did it. They keep doing it. So I kind of look at that as my legacy. So
I'm alone in the castle. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone.
That was very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Seward. Mr. Harker's journal terminates at this point. I now present into evidence a clipping dated August of that year from the Yorkshire.
Now, you mentioned the scripts for this, and I know Dracula, that's a tale that's often retold, and that Lights Out, Chicken Heart. Lights Out is actually a program from the early 30s, I believe it is, and Chicken Heart was a program that was rather terror-inducing, which was rather appropriate for the time. Is the entirety of what Audio Air Force brings out into the community, is that scripts that have already been kind of proven as they've hit the airwaves?
Yes and no. We're going to be doing both recreations of traditional radio plays like Dracula and Chicken Heart. Both came out in 1938. And then the last production we did last month was an adaptation of a stage play, which is brand new. Called Comrade's Mind, which is a story of Sarah Emma Edmonds, who during the Civil War disguised herself as a man, enlisted in the Army, and it was done more in the the tradition of a stage play in two acts, but we did it all audio theater, and it was actually quite nice. We didn't lose anybody during intermission, so I took that as a plus.
We're speaking with Dave Downing of the Audio Air Force Troop, who are presenting a double bill on Saturday, October 29th at the Robin Theater in Riotown, Lansing, at both 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And Dave, I have a question about the content for both of these radio plays that are being presented, Dracula and The Chickenheart. Are these all ages kinds of presentations, or given the scary nature of the stories, is there a recommended starting age for this double bill?
Well, Dracula can be pretty intense, so as far as the story goes. So I would say for kids, if they don't truly, totally understand the concept of vampires, then maybe it might be a little too intense for them. Chickenheart is, I don't know how seriously they took it back in 1938, but we're going to put a lot of cheese on it. So we're approaching it as overacting, and we're going to be actually making it like a B-movie, so as much as we can, and just have fun with it. The whole idea of doing The Chickenheart is to get people that are not, I guess, acquainted with audio theater an opportunity to experience it first before we get into the big production of Dracula. So
open the door, young man.
But I can't, sir. There's something holding the door back. You see? It's something soft, yielding, something living.
What?
I'm not crazy, sir. Listen. Put your ear against the door and listen.
By golly, I...
Please, sir, listen.
Yeah, I'll listen. Louis!
Now, this double bill is going to be on stage at the Robin Theater in Riotown. Is this the first production at the Robin, or how did that relationship with the owners, Dylan Rogers and Jana D. Allen, how did that partnership begin?
A year ago, on Halloween Eve, we did the anniversary of War of the Worlds, and we did the War of the Worlds script, and we did it at the Pump House, and it was more of in East Lansing. And it was more of an experiment to see, because we were just starting, if people would come out and see what we do.
Proof of concept.
No idea. So we had pretty good luck with Casablanca, the very first one we did the month before that. So we thought we would try War of the Worlds in October. And the Pump House, you know, holds like 50 people, and we were packed. People were standing outside on the lawn to listen to what we were doing. So we knew we had to find another place. And it just happened to be that a mutual friend of Dylan and myself introduced us to each other. So it was, you know, it just kind of clicked. And so last month we did Comrade's Mine, the first one. And so this month we're back, and then we'll be back in January. And we have, our goal is to do a production January, February, March and April, and then we're going to see where we are, and at that point, and see if, you know, how often we're going to do it and when we're going to do them. But we're considering Robin Theater our home base.
Dave Downing and the Audio Air Force present the Radio Theater Double Bill of Dracula and The Chickenheart, Saturday, October 29th at 7 and 9 p.m. at the Robin Theater in Riotown, Lansing. Visit AudioAirForce.com for more information on the troupe or purchase tickets to either of Saturday's performances at TheRobinTheater.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.